the Nishmas of Dov Yaakov, and his whole Sender. Let's just continue our Mahalach going on here on the Sugya of the Brach of Yalalucha. You have that run? That's what the cover run. So what we saw was the Mishnah said you say the Brach of Yalalucha. That's what the Mishnah said. Birchas Hashir. The Mishnah said Birchas Hashir, right? You say Birchas Hashir. So the Mishnah is what Birchas Hashir was. So the Rebbe said that means, oh boy. So the question was, what's the chiddush? What's the chiddush in Yalalucha? We always say Yalalucha on when we say hello. So the Rosh told us the chiddush was that even though you're not saying a bracha lefanov, you still say a bracha l'achrov. Even though you don't say a bracha before you say hello, you still say a bracha of after hello. That was what the Rosh said, the Rosh Lama Beis. Tzaitzis and Dafkav Yishchet said two mahalachos. The first mahalach was, even if your minig is generally not to say Yalucha, here you would. You're going to see in Dafkav Yishchet, there's minhagim not to say Yalucha, and here on Hala, on Seder night, you would. Why do you? Lay there. We don't know yet. Maybe by the time we finish the round, we might have a pshat. I don't know. And the second pshat of thesis was that there's a difference between day and night. The difference in day and night. Then daytime is true. You say the end of halal. You say yalucha. But the nighttime, maybe you don't. So again, we didn't really know what the mock
should I discuss the fact of praise as a hefsek.
No, it doesn't. So again, what's the mock? Why should it be in the daytime? It should be different to the nighttime. So here we saw that the mashal said, Nachon, the mashal says a different thing, because the second man of Satan holds up the Rosh. He holds that in the nighttime, you don't make a bracha beforehand. So if you don't make a bracha beforehand, you might have thought you don't make a bracha afterwards. To mashal amnesi, you still make a bracha afterwards. Why should he make a bracha after this? Later we'll see. Maybe in the Ramah half us out with that. But that's so far what we're seeing in Tezus. So again, two Malcolm and Tezus. First Malcolm and Tezus seem to help that you make a bracha before, you make a bracha beforehand. That is possible. And that'd be the other question, what's the chiddush of the bracha after it? So to advance that our patient is to have a minute during the rest of the year to say Yalalucha, so maybe on Seder night also you don't say Yalalucha. So Mashallah on Seder night you have to say Yalalucha. Second Malach of Tezus, no. So you might have thought, we'll say Alpidah Mashallah, you might have thought that in the night of Seder night you don't say Yalalucha because you don't say the bracha beforehand. Very sussum and Tezus. That's the chayor, the pshat is. Because you didn't say the bracha beforehand, you might have thought you didn't say the bracha afterwards. Kamar Shalom, you still make the bracha afterwards. So to remind you, the Tzitzit Kuvdalad on the base, Tzitzit Kuvdalad on the base says clearly that you don't make the bracha before halal, the beginning of halal. You clearly don't make the bracha before halal. So he says that our way of understanding Tzitzit Kuvdalad, that Tzitzit is going on the second mahalach of Tzitzit. Right? The way we understand this Tzitzit Kuvdalad, the Tzitzit Kuvdalad is going on the second mahalach of Tzitzit. So far so good, good chazar. You with us, Yossi? Kuf Dalit. That long Tzitzit day spoke about brachas before and brachas after. Then in the middle of Tzitzit day spoke out, so why do you say Yalalucha without a bracha beforehand? And they send it off because so you see clearly Tzitzit holds that you don't make a bracha beforehand. So he said that must be going at the second Malach in Tzitzit. So we started the Rav. So by the way, the Ran is basically a replica of a Ramban. There is Chiddush Ramban on Tzachim. There's only one piece of Chiddush Ramban in Avi Tzachim, and that's here, this piece. So this Ran is basically a replica of the Ramban. The Ran's always easier to learn than the Ramban. It's written in an easier way. So let's do a quick sikkum of what we've seen so far. So the Ran started off saying, Yossi, how did the Ran start? It's a bit for hair. Go on, Yossi, I want to bring you back down to earth. The Ran started off with a hanocha, with an assumption that if you make a bracha of Yalalucha, then it must be you make a bracha lefanos. If you make the bracha akrav, it must be you make a bracha lefanos. That was his assumption. Why make such an assumption? Right, because it's because of halacha. Anything that needs a bracha afterwards needs a bracha before. So if you make your halacha, you must make a bracha rishayna.
So is it for other? Now we had the meal and everything was set. We had the test taken around. So after, when you did, you wouldn't make a bracha afterwards.
You're making a bracha afterwards. As Misha said, you make a bracha afterwards. So the Rambam says, if you make a bracha afterwards, it must be you make a bracha before him.
That's why you make a bracha before him.
How can you make a bracha afterwards? The rule is, whenever you make a bracha afterwards, you have to make a bracha before it. That's true. So that was what the run is Kutchav Vav Amud Aleph. My Bichus Hashir. Yeah, it's the one that you called me about. Yeah? So the run starts off with an assumption that if you make a bracha afterwards, it must be you make a bracha before him. So it must be that you make a bracha before you start with halal. And then the run brought some rice for it. He brought rice from Sechet Seferim. A discussion, but the Sechet Seferim seemed to say clearly that you make a bracha before you say halal. Sechet Seferim says, let's just see the Sechet Seferim inside. With the tiny Sechet Seferim, this is a quick chazar, I'm picking and choosing the words. Raya Ledovo. Raya Ledovo. Right a dovo. The tani mishecha seifin. If Shimon Yisodik. Oimer. Shmoyin also yomer laila echod. It's 18 days and one night. The yochid came and went to halal. Ve'ele hein. One of these 18 days is 8 days of Chanukah. Yom tov shel aseret. Chag hasukkah. Yom shmini aseret. Yom tov rishon shel Pesach. Ve'leiloi. And the night as well. Of the Goyla, there's 21 days, Echad Esim Yoyim, or Beis Leilois. Now here's Mishnah Sifrin says as follows, the mitzvah, minamukha, likrois, halal, bebeis haknesses. It's a mitzvah to say halal in the shul, b'shtei leilois shel Goliath. In the two nights of Goliath, so levoich aleihem, v'loima omoi b'ne'imo, v'kaima shenema, no'im moshmei yachto. And carries on the second statement. Uchishu koyei, oisai bebeisai. When you read them in your house, ain't it tarif levach? You don't need to make a bracha. Why don't you need to make a bracha? So kvar
made it in shul.
So kvar birch v'rabim, you already did it in shul. What does that tell me? That tells me that really you should have been making a bracha on your halal at home. And the only reason why I don't is because you did it in shul. So that's what the run was mitayeh from here. You see, how much ma? You see, the shukoya, so when you do read it at home, tell bracha. It really does need a bracha. Now what was the raya? How do we know it's the raya? This is also you called me about this point. What was the raya that we know that you need to have a bracha on halal? Because Masechet Sefer says it clearly. Masechet Sefer says clearly that when you say halal at home in the night time, really you should be making a bracha, and only because you did in shul, you don't make a bracha. Just the Ram carries on to explain why you should make a bracha. You make a bracha, shubichlal yomim sheyochid koyim rabbeinu tahalo. It's included in the days that yochid gachir to say halo. Elo, just him kidding or bekar. The basic says if you said it earlier, and the basic says in the circle of Asher Beisoy, you don't need to make a bracha at home. Shekva beer for Ram. You already made a bracha. In Rabbim Siddur Hidur. But because on, this is one of the days of Halal that you're meant to say a bracha. As I state in Sechel Sefer, the night of Halal is of the same status as any of the other 18 days of Halal. So, Then we carried on the run, and we did till the end of the, till we got three dots on your run. Right, the end of that first paragraph. Right? So then now we're moving on to the other side, the next omelet. So fake the other castle. L'chitema, fade on a kasha. Okay, you all have a l'chitema on your page? With Bernard Yavitz? L'chitema. There's three dots in the top third of the page. Yeah? L'chitema. If you have a question, Bari Mastikin boy, Mikoivin Suda Vesoichoi. We stop, we have a break in Halel, Bari Mastikin boy, we have a break in Halel, Mikoivin Suda Vesoichoi, and we have a meal inside the recital of Halel. And if it's correct, the mevorchin olav lefonav that you make a bracha before you start halal, the mevorchin lefonav ligmoi, do you say the bracha beforehand, you say ligmoi es halal, and you make the bracha bechas yalelucha, have a bracha shelacha mitzvasa, and the bracha of yalelucha is the bracha after performing the mitzvah. Hey, kavu hefsek zeh. Bein shtei brachos halalu. How could we have such a hefsek between the two brachos? How can we have a meal in between two brachos? Ever heard of making a bracha before and a bracha after the stop? Having a whole big meal in the middle? But the klal is, if you have a bracha after, you must make a bracha beforehand. If that's the cloud, how can there be that? Because all instances is, so we have a whole meal in between the recital of the bracha. You can answer, you can say, Shein Hesek, Habo, Machmas HaMitzveh. A Hesek that comes due to the mitzvah, that's not Mevatel HaMitzveh. Can't be Mevatel HaMitzveh, Veloi Kova Brocha. And it doesn't make you, it doesn't require one to recite another Brocha again afterwards.
The Suda didn't come because of the Halal. The Suda came because of
the Halal is part of the mitzvah Seder night. And we've got to be Mishabeach about the Agada, and we have to eat Matzah, and then we have to be Mishabeach afterwards again. So the Seder of the Seder night is in saying halal, so that's all one big mitzvah. So therefore, any hefsek which comes because of the mitzvah, which Chazal instituted, if that's the seder, that's not considered a hefsek.
The mitzvah that we're talking about right now is not a hefsek in the seder; it's a hefsek in the halal.
Right.
So the hefsek in the halal didn't come because of the mitzvah of the halal.
But the mitzvah of halal came because it's part of the mitzvah of Haggadah, Matzah, Halal. It's all one big mitzvah. The Mamena says, Iran.
Excuse me. Sorry.
Yes.
How do you reach the Ein Hefsek Haba Machmas HaMitzvah? Mevatel HaMitzvah?
Exactly what, like you just read it.
In English, though.
Oh, how do you translate it?
Okay.
Ein Hefsek. It's a bit negative written, so I say the positive as men say the negative, but She'ein. Because it's not, so it was not. Hefsek habo machas hamitzvah, a hefsek that comes due to the mitzvah, cannot, shein, does not mevatel hamitzvah.
Okay.
Yeah? A hefsek that comes due to the mitzvah does not have the possibility to be mevatel of the mitzvah, and therefore lo yikoveh bracha, does not need a new bracha. So the thing is, chiddush maybe, everyone finds this a bit hard to swallow. There's a halal on Seder night. How many mitzvahs do you have on Seder night? Is it one big mitzvah? Or have you got lots of individual mitzvahs? How do you look at Seder night? But I'm saying, oh, we have 100 different mitzvahs. No, we have one idea of mitzvah. We have to say that I got us a stage when we can give an immense amount of praise. And the way they set it up was that we start saying that to Yitzhak and Simon, we say that halal part of Yitzhak and Simon. Then we have the Geula part, the Matra and the Ma and the Koyach after going on. And then we say the halal part of the Geula, the rest of the after going on, the rest of halal.
I thought each class was a myth, so that's what it says in Brooklyn.
Right. So there's two ways you can look at it. Even in the East Coast. Even with each case, which you say Chazal instituted each one as a mitzvah, it's similar to, let's say, tefillin. Tefillin also, each one's a mitzvah. But it's one big mitzvah saying of the seven mechanas for unfinim, made up of different components, so each one of them is considered a mitzvah. See as well, the idea on Seder night is to get to the stage of reciting of the Yitzhiyah and coming to the stage and want to praise Hashem to the nth degree. How did the Chazal set that up? He said that you say about Yitzhiyah Mitzrayim and then you give Shemach about Yitzhiyah Mitzrayim. That's the first two kvidlach. About Mashiach, Avonim, Eim Avonis Vichal. Look, obviously, if you saw Mitzrayim, that's all about leaving Mitzrayim and we're giving Shemach about that. Then we have our Masa Mori, Abikun and Geula, right? We've got to the stage of redemption and now we say the remaining part of Hallel, which is all about Geula Shlema. Shememela, it's all one idea, it's all one takana which Chazal instituted from the beginning of Seder to the end of Seder.
That would mean it's all one mitzvah, it's all one unit, that if you're in the middle of a Seder and you're in the middle of your student, you can't just play a game with your kids, you can't just start talking about who knows what, politics, or about this, or that, all that
is not off on the first. Seder Nalach HaFosh, you shouldn't be talking about politics on Seder night, quite right. Yeah.
Go clean up, just made a mess, go clean up. That would mean you're doing a half-step of the mitzvah, so I don't want this. No?
Well, we've seen that Chazal said that it doesn't matter we have a meal in between Hallel. Right? So that was the question of the Ram. How can it be that you're making a hefsek in between Hallel and Teretz? So that's the Chazal instance to that they should have the Hallel broken up with a meal in between. So we're not worried about so much about hefsek. That's why we're allowed to have our meal. Right? Eating knedlah between performing a mitzvah is not permitted generally. So why is that allowed now? For those that you give rocks. Why allowed knedlah on Seder night? Because they instituted it in a way that you should have first of all halal later on and the meal in between. So once instituted that, then they didn't make you be for second. True, they probably shouldn't be frivolous and shouldn't discuss other inyanim. They didn't tell you have to be quiet and not talk during the meal. That's how they wanted to be mistaken in the mitzvah. So you've got a break in between the halal. The idea is, like I explained about the two aspects of halal. It's good of Mitzrayim and good of the Otadavi. So since that's how they're mistaken it, so the hefsek, in hefsek, upon machas a mitzvah, the hefsek that we're having after Kuyman, right? To have after Kuyman, we have to eat first. So that's all machas a mitzvah. That's not going to be a machai v'bracha. Yeah, that's machai easy. And we'll see in a minute, again he's going to talk about a similar case. But now he throws in a line, I don't know if any of you had trouble, difficulty on this line. Sha'ei go'inim omru, shim hivstik be'emtza mitzvah. The go'inim said, if you stopped in the middle of a mitzvah, v'soch, eina chizah mevoich. Let's say you're doing b'zikas chometz. You're doing b'zikas chometz, you start with the bracha, you started checking, and then say, got a phone call. So you're not really meant to take the phone call, but if you did take the phone call, so you have to make a new bracha on Dikas Chalmers? Salah says, no, because since you started the mitzvah, and then you spoke, so it's not called the aspect but the evidence. So are you going in Omru? Are you going in Zal Omru? The Goyim said, "Shem histik be'emtza mitzvah. If you stopped in the middle of a mitzvah, v'soch, and you spoke, eino chayzem levarach. You don't have to make another bracha. What's his raya? Shari halel, shem levarachim. Chayzem kiyosai halel, which we make a bracha before we read it. Rafa begin, and nevertheless, says in brachos daf yedalit, being perik leperik." Between the program of Hallel, basic, you're going to stop. Ve'ena chayzim mevachin, you don't need to make another bracha. Rabbanad, you did this in Tafiyomi. Between Hallel, what happened in the middle of Hallel, and you meet somebody. Somebody comes in the middle of Hallel, somebody mechubad, you have to say to him hello? No? Yeah.
Ve'ena prokim.
Ve'ena prokim, you have to say to who?
Adam
Nifra. Adam Nifra, you see? Adam Nifra. Tafiyemi, not so long ago, right? It says that, Ben Afrokim, you're allowed to say, hello. And if you said hello to somebody, you don't have to make a new bracha. So what do you see? The hefsek in the middle of the mitzvah is not a hefsek. It doesn't require you another bracha. So the mela says the Ran, what happened? You started saying hello. Then you stopped your meal. Then you don't need to make another bracha because the hefsek in the middle of the mitzvah is not, doesn't require another bracha. That's what the Ran said from the Gaonim. Rabbi Shlomo, you're with us?
Yeah, the Gaonim are talking about talking, not doing another mitzvah.
Right. Right. And then the Ran carries on, we'll come back on this point. And then the Ran carries on, the Tekiyas to me Yosef, the Tekiyas... Huh? Yeah, and he brings a riot. He brings a riot that if you speak in the middle of a mitzvah, you don't need to make another bracha. Because halel, that the din is, you make a bracha before you say it. Bafa piken, bein perig leperig, between the prokim, place the gerat as stop, and three people, bein achayzim a bracha, you don't have to make another bracha. But the kiyas to me yusuf, the kiyas to me umas, yeah, the kiyas that we blow. Right after Kriyas Hatorah, and the skiz that we blow during Chazal's Hashat. Nami Brocha Achas Lekulon. It's also only that it has one Brocha for the all 100 skiz. You're not have to talk in between them. And nevertheless, Oymet Filo, Yudavim, Vi Ashrei, and Ashrei, the Sidur Shalyoim in Hesek, the Seder of the day. Meaning, the tefillas is not considered a hefsek. Afkani in a hefsek, so there is not a hefsek. Shekach niskanu le mitzvah. This is how Chazal was mistaken it for mitzvah. This is Yisrael Shalyim, the seder of the day. No, you don't have to take another bracha. You shouldn't talk. Effect, by halal, you're allowed to speak.
If you talk before you make the first prayer,
that's what we have to make an answer. Before you say it. One second, there's a difficulty in the run here, which I haven't got to the bottom of it, but there's a difficulty in the run. The run starts off with the kasha, right? The run starts off with the kasha. How can you have a meal in between? So the run seems to be presenting two parallel thoughts here. On the one hand, he says, no problem. That's how the state of the mitzvah is. As you see by skiers, you have to institute things in between. So maybe there's no problem. That's one, that's how he started. And that's how he ended off. He started off saying that thing. That thing is Hesek Machas HaMitzvah, that's how it is. It's okay. And that's how he brings right from skiers as well. The same idea. In the middle, he's thrown in about the Goinim. If you talk, once you start the mitzvah, you don't need to make another bracha. That's like a completely different thought. Saying that b'di'evad, if you spoke, you don't have to make a bracha. Because I never instituted that halal, you should say halal and then stop and greet people. I never instituted that. It's just if you did speak.
He might have been addressing my question that it's true that you have a seder, and it's true that you have parts of the seder that are instituted, but aside from that, there's a hefsek between first hall and second hall where it's very likely you could end up talking. You're in the middle of your meal, you're talking, you're schmoozing, that's part of, that's to be expected. So how can you justify that hefsek of the reality of life that you can end up talking and schmoozing, and still consider it all one halal? So that's your answer. Just like by halal, you can talk a bracha. Just like after you make the bracha of matzah, you could if you talk, you don't have to go back. So that's
it's not exactly you. True, you're right that b'di'evad if you spoke, it wouldn't be a hesed. But you see, by shevel, chachilia are not allowed to speak. Even by halal, chachilia are not allowed to speak. Just if there's a person who comes. Who's a Adam Mechubad, so you can greet him. Yeah, the Gemara in Brachas that brings down that there was a test of that all the way, but let me get to a fact. What was the name of the person that didn't greet the other one? The Gemara brings down Barav Bashavot, Ikla Legabed Ravina. He came to Ravina. And there was a day when Eina Yochid Gemi is a halal, it wasn't even one of the days when we say halal. Veloy Pasaglen, he didn't greet him. So why didn't he greet him? And to the Gemara, Shani Rav Bashava, to the Chosav Elidu Ravina. Ravina didn't feel that Rav Bashava was a Chosav person who's going to interrupt his halal. So you see, even on the halal, which you're not greeting. So you see that greeting somebody is a bit yevim. It's not, if I have to, because he's covered, mechuvud, I'll greet him. If he's not mechuvud, as far as I'm concerned, he's just like anyone. So I wouldn't greet him. So it's not a chatzil, it's just, in certain situations, it's okay.
So, you shouldn't schmooze in the middle of your
seder,
but if you do, it's okay.
Yeah, that's definitely true, you shouldn't schmooze. But it doesn't say anywhere that you're not allowed to say thank you for the meal, let's say. Oh, this is very tasty. It doesn't say anywhere in Halacha you can't say that. Now, why not? So the answer is because that's part of a meal, part of a meal that you stay and talk to each other. Yeah, that's a bit. To talk isn't, to eat is. Maybe you have to eat quietly, not talk to each other. Yes, we can make a nice idea out of it, but you couldn't do that in the middle of your Chazos HaShas. You're in the middle of quiet training. So you can't make up that thing. But if it's a happy success, it says, no, that's part of a meal. Part of a meal is to talk to each other. That's why you shouldn't talk about other inyanim. But that's part of the meal. So I see here two parallel thoughts running in the run, and he puts the two together. I'm not exactly clear why. On the one hand, he says, what's your question? Why don't you have to make another bracha? Sadly, you have to make another bracha, because once you start with the mitzvah, even if you do talk, even if you get involved in other things, like you said, the biggest comment, even if you have to answer the phone, you don't make another bracha. Another question is, okay, perhaps the Chazal institute that you should make the a meal in between. How could you institute the Esrik? You're not going to make Esrik. How could you institute the Esrik? The man, the Rav explains this idea that if it's a Seder Yom, that's not called the Esrik. If that's a Seder Yom is that you, in order for this mitzvah, you have halal, then you have the meal, then you have halal again, that's not called the Esrik. And that's derived from Tchir Sefer. Tchir Sefer, really, we should be doing 100 skis or 30, 60 skis, and yet we have tefillah in between. Why do you have tefillah in between? Because that's a seder. That's a seder. So even though you're not allowed to make a bracha and daven, if that's a seder, you're allowed to do.
Well, actually, isn't that supposed to be? Isn't that the ikur shofar during the daven?
So we should make another bracha then when we blow them. Because you have the answer between the first bracha and this one. So just before we blow in Chazal Shas and Christ when you should make a bracha. Ted says, no. Why? Because it's Seder Yom, that's how the Yom is talking. Yes.
What was the other option with
the
rest of the
Yom?
The
half of
the
Yom is talking
to
the same.
Recite
for
halal on
its
own and the meal on
its
own?
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. So say halal either before, I say halal afterwards. So don't break it up in two. It's a problem of bracha.
Why if you don't make first, then
a halal? Yeah, because either way, if you wouldn't be making brachas on the halal, you would never question because you'd say part halal before, half after. There's no problem. And since you make brachas, you don't have to have a hefty between brachas. So there it is. First of all, the fact that you did speak with the Eved is okay. And more than that, Chatchila, you can be mistaken in that way because it's not called the Hashem that way. V'oidam ha-Ramban, shematzino gedoy la-mizu. We find even greater than this. This is that Ramban that I told you that he is the one piece in Aved Tzachim. Shematzino gedoy la-mizu. Mubeik ha-Tzayu. The original takana of Ikh the Torah was on Shabbat is that not just Shabbat was the Yom Tov and also during the week. It used to be that the Kohen would say Baruch Hashem Avayoch Baruch Hashem Akin Mechayim Hashem Baruch Abad Vekohalim and also Baruch Hashem Lishan HaTorah. The Levi would get called up and wouldn't make any bracha. The Shlishi Revi Chamishi Shishi would get called up and wouldn't make any bracha. And then the Shvi would get called up.
When they called up, they read the Torah, or they just...
And then the Shvi would get called up, and he would end off with the bracha. That's how it originally was. So, we find even greater than what the chiddush we've just seen by Halel, we find the Bebet Rasayah. Happy Seach. Mevarach lefanel. The first one that opened up the reading, he made the bracha beforehand. Vachaisem, the one that ended it, mevarach lacher. Ended off, made the bracha after it. Barikan, kamashtekis. There's lots of hashtekim. You got six people getting called up in between them, or five people getting called up in between them. Shezer birich, the first one made the bracha of a car, and he read. When he started, then he left the scene, and he went out. Veshemi to the shuk. Could even be, went out to the shuk. Why?
So? Talking about 47, he specifically was talking about 7 of Leo, and that's only on Shabbos they have 7 of Leo.
Right.
He
needs some eggs. Alright, Shani Tzuk, Vishisha Khainim, Karin Bibrocha Shaloi. And the six other people, they make a bracha based on his bracha, which he's already talking about, give me some eggs. So what a hashlik. He's gone out to talk about his eggs that he needs. Right? He's gone out to the shuk, he wants some eggs. And the other six people are now going to be reading the Kriyas HaTorah based on the bracha of the person who's now gone and involving himself in getting eggs for his ayat sibilach. And the last guy, he makes the bracha at the end. And his bracha exempts all the six earlier people that are also meant to make a bracha. It doesn't matter. His bracha will exempt all the six earlier people. How can that be? Why haven't all the heads stuck in between? But the reason is, says the Ramban, Kim the Kriyas Kol HaShiva Chayva LeYoyim. Since, given the Kriyas Kol HaShiva, since the reading of all seven persons, people's reading is Chayva LeYoyim, is the Chiyas that day, Mitzvah Achas here. It's all considered one Mitzvah. And the fact that there's a stakim in between doesn't matter. She'ika mitzvah zul asokes halalus halalu hei. The ika mitzvah, the way they were stuck in this mitzvah, was with a stakim. He made the bracha, then other people came, and other people came, other people came. That's how they instituted the mitzvah. So since they instituted the mitzvah that way, therefore, it doesn't matter that it's taken in between. Huh? I know, the fact that somebody else is reading, and then somebody else reading, somebody else reading. How can that person's reading? It's an aspect for my reading beforehand. It doesn't matter, because that's how it was instituted. Machen kriyas halal al achilas sochim. He's the same. You see these words of Avram? In Kriyas Halel, al achilas sochim or matzot. The Halel is over the eating of the psochim and the matzah. That's what Halel is. Halel is not just a heaven mix of Halel. The Halel is the fact that we're eating the kompesach and matzah. So we either make Halel before or make Halel after. As the king Kriyas Halel. Arachiles stokim or matzah choyvahi. That's the choyv. The ein of stokos of suuda. Geremes bracha. The stokos of the suuda does not require me to make a bracha. Not before you start the second half, and not when you finish the first half. Hilkach mevarch betchilas mitzvah. You make the bracha at the beginning of the mitzvah, the sefer, and at the end of the mitzvah.
If you didn't
huh? Yeah, if you didn't do insur. If you didn't do insur. We're going like the Ram started off. And since you say, Alucha must me make a bracha, we show you now. So it's only at home. And the meal's not answer. V'chitei min kein ha'achrin ha'kerei v'toyo lo yitzach v'boyich kishim v'ach l'achero. He's got now a question which is going back again to that big sugi we learned in Nafkuv Dalit. We learned the klal that bracha smuch al-chaverta doesn't start with boyich. Right? So why is it that noisin ha'toyo Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Shenosan Lanu Tzoras Emes, Lachai Olam Atah Mashiachinu, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mishneh Atzoyer. Why is it that I start to pause? It's smucha to the original bracha to the first one made. Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Asher Baruch Abanu Kolam, Shenosan Lanu Tzoras, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mishneh Atzoyer. So that's the bracha, and then the Mishneh Atzoyer at the end is smucha to that one. So you shouldn't have to start with the Baruch. The last person. No, there's only two people. Number one, that starts at 9:15, and number two, that starts at quarter to 10. At the end of the Kriyas Torah. Right, the first one starts 9:15, the beginning of Kriyas Torah. He made the bracha, Hashem Baruch Abanu Kolam, and also on the Torah. After that, they had an Aliyah of number two, an Aliyah of number three, and number four, five, six. Hegiyah Aliyah number seven, already quarter to ten. Half an hour later, he gets up and he says, with a Kriya, and then he concludes the Kriya Torah with the bracha. Bracha to Hashem, and Kim, and Ilam Hashem, and also on the Torah. Why does that bracha start with the bracha? A kibshuta, you'd say, Pasha, why? It's not smucha. Right? It's a hefsek. So the fee what we just now said, it's not a hefsek. Alright. Number two, three, four, five, six, didn't make any brachas. So it's not a hefsek. So make up your mind. What's chatting with dancing about chaskos? On the one hand, we're saying it's not a hefsek, and therefore they don't make another bracha. On the other hand, the last guy does make a bracha at the beginning. That means his bracha starts with a baruch. Which sounds to us that it's not smucha the chavelta. Sounds like it is Esrik. Is Esrik is it not? Yeah? That's a gibor. Doesn't start with Baruch Atah Hashem. Why not? Hashiveinu Avinu Seisecha doesn't start with the Baruch. Why? Where's Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam? You have to make Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. Where's Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam? Hashiveinu Avinu Seisecha. It's the bracha right at the beginning of Shemini Esrei. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. Elokei Avraham. That's like Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. So that's the bracha that's going to help Hashiveinu Avinu Seisecha. What about Sim Shalai? Where's the Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam or Sim Shalai? Where's Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam? The very first bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. It's all smucha to the very beginning. There's lots of hefsek in between. Doesn't matter. That's called smucha mechavelsim. So why is it that we start off Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam from Neshan Atayah? It's smucha to Hashem Baruch Abanu. So you shouldn't have Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. It does. So what does that tell me if it does? It is hefsek. If it is a hefsek, then why does nobody else make a bracha? And if it's not a hefsek, if it's not a hefsek, then why do you make a Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam? That's the castle of the Ran. To which the Ran answers, Chitim is go back over that question. Chitim in Cain. If so, Achren Akir B'Torah, the last one that reads in the Torah, Lo Yiftach B'Baruch, shouldn't start with Baruch, Kishim B'Baruch Achreel, when you make the bracha afterwards, Kishim, Shem Birchus Yalelucha, Pesachus B'Baruch, just like the bracha of Yalelucha, doesn't start with Baruch, Lo Yidom. So comparable. So awesome, says Jesus. There, by Birchus Atayah, Kivan Shiba and Moshe Ma'abe, since it's with many different multiple people, in Birchus Shal Achoin, Kismucha le Birchus Shoyishin. It's not considered, the bracha of the last one, is not considered smucha to the bracha of the first one. Since one person makes both brachas, also Oysan Kizmucha is they consider them smuchas. Says the Ran. The Avada is not called a hefsek. The fact we had in between other people leaning is not called a hefsek. But in the end of the day, the bracha of the first person was said by the first person. The bracha of the last guy was said by the last guy. For that, to say the rule, that it's a bracha smucha on the is a stretch.
Why does they carve it? Does it say to carve it? It sounds like you have high all people's middle. What?
Harbe. Alright. I don't know what to tell you, because the guy's in the middle of the naked brush.
Right.
King Shiba, not an Harbe. It means multiple people, two people. Alright. So that's the third of the Ram. So this Mahalakh, which is the Mahalakh of the Ramban, is Yalucha is a brocha of what? Of Halal. Right? And where's the brocha Yishen of Halal? Needs to be a brocha Yishen of Halal. Sometimes there's a brocha Yishen, needs to be a brocha Yishen of Halal. And when do you say the brocha Yishen of Halal? Before you start, before entering Maggid, you make the brocha Yishen of Halal. And how can you have a hefsek of a Suda between? Doesn't matter. Because that's all that the color is. Say Halal over Matzah and Sochim. So that's how you say it. So it's not called the hefsek. And therefore he makes a brocha Yishen, he makes a brocha Yishen, it's called the brocha Simukh of Chavetah, and there's no problem whatsoever. Right? Okay? That's the Ma'ala first Ma'ala of Yishenim, which Rebbeinu will tell you we don't do that on Seder Nights. We don't do it. We don't make a bracha Yishenah on Halal. But we do make a bracha Chayinah. So how can we do that? How can we do that? There's a cloud. Whenever you have a bracha Chayinah, you must have a bracha Yishenah. So what's that? What's that with the Aminik?
We do.
Our Taita says that we do. The Prime Creator is not. But Hussein may do. And even if you don't, then because you're anyway going to make another bracha afterwards. So where's that bracha Hussein? So you do make a bracha after Nishma. So where's the bracha Hussein? How can it be we make a bracha Hussein without a bracha Hussein?
But are you asking why we do make a bracha Hussein or we don't make a bracha Hussein?
Well, make up your mind. So make up your mind. If you make a bracha achrayna, you should make a bracha rishayna. If you don't make a bracha rishayna, then make a bracha achrayna. But if you make a bracha achrayna, you should have to make a bracha rishayna. That's the question. Right? That is the question. Why do we not make a bracha rishayna? So that is why Rabbeinu Haigoin, which the Rana brings, he's come to answer that. Ava Rabbeinu Haigoin, Kosa Vitshuva, Shein Mevorchen Al Halel, Shebelele Psochim, Ligmoy Etta Halel. Rabbeinu Haigoin says in the Tshuva, that you don't make a bracha on Halel of Leil Psochim, Ligmoy Etta Halel. Shein Ono Koyin Oisoy, Vitoyas Koyin. We don't read it as a chiyuv of reading Halal. Ela b'toyas oy meshia. We're saying it as shia. Shekach shaninu. That's what we learn. Rabbi Gimliel Omer. What did the Mishnah say? Remember that Mishnah? Rabbi Gimliel Omer called shalei amas shlishet vayim lo yotzei dechivosek pesach matzo mor. And have the Mishnah carry on. And Mr. Kahn, it wasn't that long ago. And we are in America also, they have a station of the Pichach and Achol Chayav in the Hoydazar. How did that Mishnah continue? What was the connection? And we are in America also, they have a station of time, they have to be a station of Pichach and Achol Chayav in the Hoydazar. Says the Rav Haigoin, it's not just another din. That's what we're meant to get to. We're meant to be giving Shia about Sipi Tzitzit Tzayim. It's not that we've got now a mitzvah of Halel. No! We're meant to be saying Shia about Sipi Tzitzit Tzayim. The Pichach Anachem Chayom Eloi Dizah Halel.
Is that Halel?
No, that's Shia. Halel is a din, a chazal, mesaken, that whenever you have a Yom Tov, you're meant to say Halel. Whenever a good thing happens, you're meant to say Halel. That's not a Pichach. I just told you I can mention Matzah Pesach Matzah Moed Lefichach Anachol Chayom Noid Zahalem Bakesha. So it says no, because you're meant to get to the stage of being so thankful about the Pesach Matzah Moed that we want to now give Shevach to Hashem. So it's a new thing, a new din of Shia, nothing to do with Halem. So if it's a new din of Shia, there's no bracha before it. What's the difference? It wasn't the Takonos of Chazal that you meant to say Halem. The scholar of saying Sipi Tzitzit Tzayim. Gam Chayiv Odom Lehalel. Lefichach is a continuation of.
Learning from this case of Matzah Moed, we have an obligation to be
Mahalel Hashem. Right. Where do you see that from Pesach Matzah Moed? You have an obligation to be Shevach Hashem also on Shavuos. On Shavuos also you have an obligation to thank Hashem. We say Halal on Shavuos. So, what's the lefichach? You also in Shavuos, you say, and that doesn't come from Pesach Matzah Moed. Here it says, Rabbaniel said, you've got to talk about Pesach, you've got to talk about Matzah, you've got to talk about Moed, and therefore we have to give Shevach to Hashem. Okay, so if we're saying Shevach to Hashem because today is Pesach, then you say the same Shevach because today is Shavuos, and today is Sukkot, and nothing because we have Pesach, and we spoke about Pesach, Matzah, and Moed before that. Why do you say Shevach to Hashem on Shavuos?
I don't know, maybe
you
look out from
Chazal said, Chazal Machayev on every peruk or peruk, whenever we have a yontif that comes along, you have to say hello. So that's a chiv.
Because if you think people would have that chiv on Pesach,
you've got that chiv. Maybe you have that chiv.
We have that.
But don't say it's because of Pesach Mas and Mori. It's just because today is Pesach, you have that chiv. Here, the Gemara says, you have to talk about Pesach, you have to talk about Mas, you have to talk about Mori. Because we spoke about those three things, we have to say hello. It's not true. It's not because of them. But if Shira is just to be thank, express our expression of thanks, that Hashem took us out from its
lower level than Hanukkah?
No, it's a different Indian of Hanukkah.
It could be
directly connected to what we were just speaking about. It's a different thing. It's not the normal Tachana of Hanukkah, which Chazal and Mesakim, whenever Yontif comes on, say Hanukkah. That's the seventh Tachana, which is that 18 times a year you have to thank Hashem. Right? In the daytime. The nighttime is a completely different idea. As the words of Rabbi Ram, it's a spontaneous thank, or the words of the Rambam we saw that time, the Indian of Sipij in Tzuzayim is to get to a stage when we also want to thank Hashem for taking us out of Mitzrayim. Says Rabbi Nahai Goyen, that one that's mentioned on Seder night is a different idea. It's not one of the ones that are said because of Chazal Sakana, then every period you have to thank Hashem. This number one of the nighttime is just an expression of thanks that comes out from the Sipi Sisman's time. If you would have said Sipi Sisman's time, you didn't feel that feeling of thanks, you didn't say it properly. He didn't say it properly if you didn't get to that feeling of thanks. So it's really part of Sipi Sisman's time. Right? So what's the Sakana? Is it Sakana Talel or is it Sakana Sipi Sisman's time? Sipi Sisman's time, Sipi Mela, it's part of that bracha. It's part of Sipi Sisman's time. Sipu Yitzias Mitzrayim. Mele doesn't get its own block.
The other Yom Tov, do we ever say Hallel or
not? No, never. Why? There's no theme of Sipu Yitzias Mitzrayim in life. Only on Pesach is. On Pesach, the theme, we have to talk about this. Sipu Yitzias Mitzrayim, so Mele comes out of Shevach.
His question was really what? What's the nafkamina between, what's the practical nafkamina between Korin and Shir, right? So could you possibly say that maybe practically speaking, let's say you get to a point where you're in the middle of your Seder and you're praising, you come to a point where you're naturally praising Hashem for the miracles that happened to you, but you didn't say it in the exact nafkamina from the Chalom. Could you then say that, okay, you're Yotze because you had a natural spontaneous Shira, but it wasn't exactly the same words as the Chalom?
Pashas not, because even if it is meant to be spontaneous, but there is a way which Chazal wants us to say it. So it's not within that Kakana which they meant. It's within Sipishis and Shem. That's two different ideas here. The bracha you make on Agadah covers this halal. Because it wasn't a separate thing to say halal.
Mm-hmm.
It's just Mamela included in the Sipri's Yisrael. So it's not going to be a special bracha for it. It's part of it. Mm-hmm. Part of Agadah. Lefiroch. In Bordom. Levoich. If somebody does come to make a bracha in the middle of halal, Mishalkim Reiso. You tend to be quiet. Elu divrei hagoyim. These are the words of the goyim. Vachen yeskima goyim. Rev Tzemach, Rev Yosef, Rev Yitzchok ben Geis. So we have Hai goyim, and then we have three other goyim: Rev Tzemach goyim, Rev Yosef goyim, and the Rit Geis. Aye, the klal. Now, if you make a bracha afterwards, you have to have a bracha beforehand. That was the run of Taina, right? you have a bracha. There's no place where you have a bracha afterwards that doesn't have a bracha beforehand. So here we, what's the high going to say to that? That's what they asked. Midisnan from that Mishnah. And call a toan brach l'achov. Whoever needs a brach after it, toan brach l'fonov. Efshe l'taris, we can answer it. Lefi shidivrayim. Lefi divrayim. Sorry, lefi divrayim. According to their logic. Shebirchus yalulucha b'lel tzachim. Eino ba'al kriyat halel. The reason why we say yalulucha on Seder night is not a brach achrayin of halel. Is not coming to on the after brach of halal, in which we would have to therefore say they would need the brach before it. No, it's not a brach after. Elo al kisevihibol. It's a new brach. It's a brach for the kisevi. It's a brach for the kisevi. It's a brach for the kisevi. The Einu time it. And that's why it's called here Birchus Hashem. Why is it called Birchus Hashem? Why is it mentioned about Birchus Hashem? The Ein of the Hocha Shailinon, my Birchus Hashem. Here, all of a sudden we ask, what's Birchus Hashem? The Ilu Hasan B'Sukkah, then Sukkah, the Ikka Dina Da'alel, which is the main Takon of Halel. In Sukkah is the place where it's talking about Halel. When it mentions Kitoni, when it mentions Mokim Shenor Gulavach Achra Vivayeh, then in the place where the minig is to make a bracha afterwards, you make a bracha. Loishayli my mevayeh. We don't ask what bracha do you make. Why didn't they ask there what the bracha do you make? Why here do we ask what bracha you make and not there? Birchus Hashem. What's Birchus Hashem? Discussion. And there in Sukkah, I never ask what bracha afterwards you make. You know why? Elavadai bracha achrinah shel halel hoisa yudua etzom. The last bracha of halel was known by them. What bracha you make? They knew it. They knew you make the aluluka. They never ask what bracha you make. Here's the new bracha. It's not bracha for halal. The bracha of the kois. But the firach shinu shma. We changed his name. The current uha birchus sheh, and they called it birchus sheh. Kolayma sheino bracha al kriyas halal. It's not a bracha reading the halal. Ela birchus hashevachi. It's a bracha of shevach.
Bracha on the
fourth coast
is the
Birchus Hashir. Right.
That's what
means.
Oh, this is
Marmon.
Okay.
From the Marmon, you say halal, and then you bring the fourth coast. So before that, you say Birchus Hashir.
Right.
We
don't
have Nishmas now, because
we're cutting off
from halal. No, halal and Nishmas are all one big Shevach. It's all Shevach. It's all big Shevach. And we say Halalucha. Because the Birchus Hashevach on the Birchus Hashem. So the obvious question is,
so that really makes it, if you go beyond the halal, then it really makes the mikker as just the Birchus Hashem. It's more than, it's not just a halal, you know, for like the, you know, sort of halal, but it's a completely different halal altogether.
Yeah. The obvious question according to this is, what's his malach? What's a Haigun's malach? Haigun's malach is that Birchus Hashem is nothing to do with the Brach of Halal. There is no Brach of Halal.
Right.
Brach of Halal never existed. You say Halal, then you say Birchus Hashem. The Birchus Hashem, according to this, is a Brach of Shevach, of Shira. So there's an obvious question that you're meant to be asking. No, that's not an obvious question to ask. Contravene the high going, Birchus Yalulucha has nothing to do with anything. It's a brach on its own. Right, that's an obvious question to be asking. Birchus Yalulucha is a brach on its own. If so, then the obvious question is, so why did they not start off in Baruch? Why did they not start off in Baruch? So I'm going to have to stop here because I'm meant to be answering questions in them at the moment. So we'll stop. And the answer we'll finish off tomorrow. So finish off the run. And then we'll